This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Tina, I just want to go back to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Well, don't worry, because you're here, Robbie. You're all here. Yay. Now, you know what I did last night?
No.
I went to launch of Better Together Melbourne 2020. The Better Together Conference is a national LGBTIQA+ conference that has happened for the past 2 years, and it's a great intersectional conference where different parts of our communities, whether lesbian, gay, bisexual, intersex, transgender, gender diverse, non-binary, people of colour, deaf people, able-bodied, disabled,
no matter how you identify,
it's everything. It's basically a conference to get all these different parts of our communities together into a room with different sessions and talk and really learn and influence and figure out how we can be better together, how we can grow our community and the power and positiveness of our community.
Of course.
And the scholarships and also submissions for talking opportunities and why do I always get that wrong? Talking opportunities. I'm just going to go with that. The word will come. Were opened last night and I was at the launch and I grabbed one of the organisers of Better Together, who's Jason Twazan McShaney, because he's off on holiday already. I grabbed him and just got a little bit of audio for him. So here's the conversation we had.
So we're here. We've launched the third Better Together conference that's happening in 2020 here in Melbourne. How does it feel to have this conference growing even bigger?
Oh, Dean, it's amazing. We are really expecting potentially over 1,000 LGBTIQA+ persons, queer people to come to the conference from all over Australia. And just to have everyone together in the same space for a couple of days is inspiring. It changes the conversation. And it's truly intersectional. So whether you're a deaf person or a person with a disability or a person of colour or a lesbian woman or a non-binary or trans person, it's just wonderful to be amongst the diversities that we are. And I'm really excited about it.
I'm really excited too. The leap that we saw from the first to the second year with intersectionality was really amazing. So I'm really excited to see what comes from that. But I think one of the best things that you said tonight was we curate it, but you guys create it. So it's actually about people putting in submissions for talks that they want to do or information they want to share or engagement they want to do within their community. Was that always the focus of the conference?
Yeah, so and the proposals are open tonight, so it's live. And if you want to be a part of Better Together, submit a proposal. We're looking for collaboration, we're looking for conversation, we're looking for fun, and looking for, you know, having hard conversations so that we can get where we need to go faster by understanding what each other needs. And it really is, we create the scaffolding and everyone fills it up and self-determines that. And it's a wonderful thing to see. And you know, we've started both years off with Brock Hudson and, you know, had intersex and deaf persons and people of colour and imams and Christian ministers and young people and elders.
There's a full diversity when it comes to the different speakers and everyone that engages. So it really speaks to that intersectionality within our communities that it's trying to build and grow.
And we also get some, you know, wonderful people from overseas coming as well. So people coming from 5 or 6 countries as well, which is just great. And I really believe we are better together, and the way to physically see it is to actually get together.
It must be really great to be able to launch it. We're 7 months out before it actually happens, but launch it now so that you can have people applying to have a talk or have a session within the conference, but also to apply to be able to go, because we know it can be difficult for not everyone's able to be able to come or able to be able to afford it.
Well, we've kept the cost really cheap anyway, and there's early bird pricing now for $129. But if you need a scholarship, they're available as well, and we will get you there. If you need to get there, we'll provide the registration cover for you.
It is really fantastic to see the work the Equality Project has done, that you're all doing, and everyone that's helped to make Better Together happen, to be able to keep this going and make it bigger and stronger and better for our communities. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be a part of it, Dean. Thank you.
That was me speaking to Jason Twazan McShaney at the launch of Better Together, which is happening in Melbourne in 2020 next year. If you'd like more details or to get tickets for the conference or a scholarship, then you can head to the equalityproject.org.au to get all of the information. It's not only all the details. It's going to be happening in Hobson's Bay. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's an amazing conference. I've been to the last 2 years, Robbie, and the difference it makes from the first year when it happened here in Melbourne and we were different communities, just straight out of the Marriage Equality Postal Survey, it had all just finished and we were trying to communicate and everyone was still really raw and really hurt. And then a year later, when we went to the one this year in Sydney, it was amazing because we changed the way we talked to each other. we change the visibility. And what's really amazing about this conference is they put the work into creating the structure and then they ask us to do the work. So if you've got an idea for a session that you would like to have as a part of the conference, you can simply apply. You can put in an application for a session that you think there's information or talking points that people should know about. And then everyone gets a chance to hear from different parts of our communities. It's amazing the intersectionality that occurs.
Yeah, it's so great to see that knock-on effect too from marriage equality, to see how that has affected different things like this and enriched different things like this.
It gets bigger and better every single year, and it really does show that we as a community are better together. Even though we have different priorities, we focus in different areas, we can really build and lift each other up, and it's great. So do head to theequalityproject.org.au to find out all those details. Don't forget, we have a competition. We're giving away a double pass to see Rebel Rebel by the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus. They're going to be singing up a storm, encountering the rule-breaking, earth-shaking music of Annie Lennox and David Bowie. They're going to shine under pressure with their brand new show that, you know, it's not just going to Melbourne. It's going to Ballarat. It's going to Castlemaine as well. It's going to be great. But we have a double pass to Rebel Rebel, which is kicking off at the Melbourne Town Hall to give away on the 15th of June. Now, you can get your tickets right now by going to mglc.org.au, but we're giving away the double pass by simply asking, what's your favourite Annie Lennox or David Bowie song?
What's your favourite team?
I would say I'm diving into Eurythmics. Walking on Broken Glass is one of my favourites by Annie Lennox. Life on Mars would be my David Bowie favourite. What about you?
Excellent. I don't know either of their songs. I know exactly who they are, but I couldn't tell you.
That's a lie. You absolutely should. And they're going to be joining us after the show, members from the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus, later on in the show.
Excellent. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.